This is Dr. Olivera dictating on March the 28th of the year 2023. The name of the patient is Janie Harris. The last name is H-A-R-R-I-S. The first name is Janie, J-A-N-I-E. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white female that has been a diabetic since the late 90s. The patient has had a clinical course that has been benign. There is no history of diabetic retinopathy. There is no history of cardiovascular disease. There is no history of peripheral vascular disease. And the patient was referred here for evaluation of the kidney function. Several determinations of the kidney function have been done throughout the last months, and the patient is with the serum creatinine of 1.16 with an estimated GFR that is above 45 mLs per minute most of the time. In the first part of March of 2023, the patient has the determination of albumin creatinine ratio that was less than 7. We don't have a urinalysis in order to analyze the urinary sediment. The patient doesn't have a history of a urinary tract infections. In summary, we have a patient that is CKD stage 3A, /A1, that is in very stable condition and without any complications from the nephrology point of view, period. Number two, the patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, several determinations of the hemoglobin A1C throughout the months rendered a result of his hemoglobin A1C that is oscillating between 6.4 and 7.2%. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure readings at the office in the first visit was 151/84. The patient states that her numbers are better at home. Most importantly, the patient was placed on Farxiga. She takes 10 milligrams of this SGLT2 inhibitor, which is very appropriate for the control, not only for the control of the blood sugar, but a cardiovascular and nephroprotective effect. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without symptoms. She has a remote history of gastric ulcer. The patient is on omeprazole, 20 milligrams every day. Period, I am going to suggest for the treatment of the gastroesophageal reflux disease and peptic ulcer disease the use of H2 inhibitors rather than PPIs in order to avoid the complications associated to PPIs. Following number, the patient has a history of aortic stenosis that is followed by the cardiologist. To the physical examination, it's a very soft murmur. The patient has had a screening of the carotid arteries as well. She has a remote history of coronary artery disease that has been very stable and is followed by the cardiologist. She has followed a number of vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number of vitamin B12 deficiency. In summary, the patient is very stable. I agree with the management 100%. And since we don't have any alerts, we are going to give an appointment to be seen in about 1 year to give follow-up to this kidney function. However, if Mr. LaChica, L-A space C-H-I-C-A, consider necessary to be evaluated before the next appointment, we will be happy to do so. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted of the progress.